Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Mobility Radio, featuring industry leaders and innovators in mobile technology.
Lee Cantor here with Brett Cooper from BlueFletch, the kind sponsor of this program. Brett, what's going on in your world?
Good morning, Lee. Doing well. In the Atlanta mobility scene, there's not a lot this week. I think the big news was HP. I don't know if you guys heard about that, but splitting up.
Now there are two.
Now there's two HPs. Yeah, so it's gonna be.
I want to take over the toner. I don't care about the other stuff.
I think the toner might be dead soon. I would stick with the laser division.
Okay. Good tip.
And you could say laser a lot, which is really, really important. Yeah, and I think the other things, Southwire is going on this week, so that's a big conference starting from yesterday, run through the end of the week. Really a bunch of interesting, not necessarily mobile or tech or artistic, but the combination of the three. So it's a good event if anybody can make it down there for a couple of days. And then the Android Barbecue is next week, which we have a big contingency of folks going to. So it's more of a southern event, which is not Atlanta, but it's Texas, which is close, I guess, to Atlanta. But a lot of folks I know from Atlanta are heading over there for the events next Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
So what goes on there?
Barbecue and Android devices. That's what I've been told. So, actually, no, some of premier speakers from Google and a number of other Android development shops are getting together and talking about the big thing with Android is moving from KitKat to L. Let me drop in the number of changes, especially for enterprises that's going to give you leverage to. So it's going to be a pretty interesting event. It's not a business event so much as going to learn about the technology and what's coming up in 12 to 18 months down.
And it's social and educational and
they have beer and barbecue. So I guess that covers the social part. So you give 600 nerds some beer and a lot of barbecue, and it turns out to be a good event.
Are you going to be working the grill?
Not this one. Is that what it's called when you stand by the grill and you eat
and
everything
you
comes
eat,
off of it?
Right.
Yeah, I will be working the grill if that's the case. Yeah.
Well, we got a great show today. We got John Lawrence, Senior Director of Solutions Management and Marketing with NCR, and we have with us Bill Keen, Director of Mobile Solutions at Intercontinental Hotel Group. Who do you want to start with?
Bill, you want to get us kicked off?
Sure.
So tell us about IHG, what you guys are doing there, your role. Mobile seems like a pretty big thing. Actually, can you start out with, before we hop into any of those questions, just give people a background on what IHG is.
Right.
So I know it's a lot bigger than a lot of people think.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people don't. I always start off explaining the brands that are under our umbrella, because a lot of people don't actually know that Intercontinental Hotels Group's America's headquarters is here in Atlanta. So, but we're a franchisor of hotels, some really iconic brands like Intercontinental, Holiday Inn, Holiday Inn Express, Crowne Plaza, Staybridge Suites, Hotel Indigo, which has a really good presence here in town. So we have over 4,700 hotels globally around the world in over 100 countries. I'm in a global group, even though our America's headquarters is here, and I run our global mobile solutions team, which focuses on all the native applications, mobile web, mobile marketing, and getting into different services on property.
Cool. How did you get into mobile? Were you always a mobile guy, or was it you were in web technologies?
Exactly. Fell backwards into it. I was running the desktop sites for IHG, and
You drew the short straw?
I drew the short straw.
And they said, you're now the mobile guy?
Yeah. Well, we were actually working on an overhaul of Holiday Inn when it was going through a rebranding. And they asked me, make a much more richer, experience. So I said, sure. But we had to figure out how to handle, readers, and ADA compliance. So we said, well, we've got an old mobile site that a company here in town had built a long time ago. And we said, well, let's take it, let's style it, make it look better. And we literally, on the back of a cocktail napkin in a bar, started, designing the mobile site. And that was 8 years ago. And then it became a full-time job about four. So
nice. Cool. And then I guess quick step back to just IHG itself. So of those brands, of those 4,000 plus, is that all wholly owned, or are some of those franchisees? Is there a mix that you have to deal with?
Majority are franchisees. We only owned a handful, maybe eight or nine globally. Now, mostly franchise, but a lot of our folks that buy a franchise will actually hire us back to run it for them. So we do have employees in certain numbers of hotels, about 30%.
But for you, that means you have like 4,000 bosses.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it is. I tell people all the time, because you will meet with folks here in town, the folks from Home Depot, and I'm like, I have 4,800 retail locations because I have 4,800 different owners.
Right? Yeah.
So
nice, nice. And what's can you talk about some of the unique challenges of hospitality itself and what you guys, so I know you mentioned, you touched on ADA, but what are the other challenges you guys run into?
To be honest with you, it's, you know, a lot of big brands, we may talk about it a little bit here with NCR, is a lot of big brands have legacy systems, right? We were the industry's first reservation engine, and it was built in 1960. It was called Holodex, and guess what? We still use it to this day.
Really?
Yeah. So we have to oftentimes, you know, how do we upgrade our legacy infrastructure to meet the needs of a modern day traveler, right? Who's once always connected and always on.
And for you, like, what taking legacy and trying to put mobile on top of that? What's that? That bridge look like, or how do you get from one to the other and get teams going? You know, I always run into the situation where you see a lot of legacy and like, okay, just put something nice, you know, spit and polish on the front end and make that look good. What's your strategy for that?
Yeah, I tell people a lot of times, you know, they want to look at the front end of the mobile app or the mobile web experience, or, you know, what we may do with Bluetooth or with, you know, beacons. And I say, look, what we need more than anything are back end developers who build web services, JSON, you know, those kind of things, to expose to us all the things that are housed in our loyalty system. We have over 80 million members in our loyalty program. So how do we get access to that data when it's sitting in a legacy system? Got a central reservation system. You know, you have property management systems. So how do you expose all the information that's there and all the transaction layers? So a lot of times we spend a lot of time talking about middleware and services.
What do you guys do? So from taking that technology and building a strategy around it, how are you researching and figuring out, you know, going from legacy, should we replace this with, you know, X technology versus IBM versus Oracle? Like, what's that process look like for you guys? How are you doing R&D?
Well, I sit on the business side of the house. So a lot of times we'll be the ones using the research to define the use cases, you know, define the experiences that our guests want. We actually have user experience and information architects on our side to kind of, you know, map out the experience to the graphic design. And then we work in a scrum-like fashion with our development organization. And they're the ones that really go and pick the technologies upon which we build our guest experiences.
What's that research look like for you guys?
We do our own primary research. You know, certainly we've, you know, commissioned a couple different studies around kinship economy and, you know, the modern day traveler. And then we'll use secondary research as well. You know, we certainly get content and information from the likes of the Forrester and the Gartners, Focusrites. And then, you know, we'll mine our own data. You know, we have web analytics and app analytics and see how the guests are using the app to define new use cases.
What is kinship economy?
Kinship economy is really around the idea of how does the modern day, especially millennials, they're such a connected young group, right? And how do they want to experience, you know, travel as they get older, right? So this idea around the kinship economy is really around how we make, you know, global experiences truly local and personalized, right?
But so, how does that fit into the mobile?
So mobile, if you think about it, I mean, you know, I always like to talk about our product is mobile, if you think about it. You never use our product when you're at home.
Right.
You're always mobile.
Somewhere, right.
Right. So, and usually you're experiencing a new local culture, right? But we understand we're global brands, so they want these consistent experiences. They want to know what they get from a Holiday Inn, a Holiday Inn Express globally. But then, how do you make it truly local to, you know, our properties in Shanghai versus our properties in Dunwoody, right? And then what are those personalized experiences, knowing that they've stayed with us at both those properties?
Are you trying to expand the experience beyond the walls of the hotel, like, so they get a whole feel for the local
community?
Absolutely.
We define things in sort of three states for guests. One, we always talk about what they're in need of is orientation. You know, where am I? Where's the hotel? How do I get there? You know, then there's what I call acclimation, which is, okay, now that I've got my bearings straight and I know where I'm going, how do I start to acclimate into the property? Can I check in? So we're working on things like mobile check-in, right? How do we, how can I start ordering food and beverage? How do I get services, requests at the hotel before I've ever arrived? And then the last state is what we call celebration. You know, travel's fun. Whether you're traveling on business or leisure, even business, you want to go out and experience what's around you, right? So we focus on those need states of orientation, acclimation, and celebration, and we build out use cases around that.
Now, how do you marry the needs for, you know, driving revenue for your own property to giving the customer what they want in terms of experiencing the local, you know, cuisine and the local things that are around them?
Right. So we got a couple different programs. You know, one, we we want to drive people into our hotel food and beverage. It's a highly profitable part of the business for our owners. So we, you know, merchandise that those are there. But we also have some hotels that are like limited service. Holiday Inn Express only serves breakfast, right? So what we'll do for our guests is we have a, you know, we call it the IHG Rewards Club Dining Program, where they can actually, you know, we'll use location and they can search for locations around a local property where they can earn IHG Rewards Club points simply by going out and dining and using their credit card there.
And in a, not an IHG property, like at a local restaurant?
Yes, absolutely.
So you partner with the local restaurants
right,
and bars
right.
around?
They're part of an alliance partnership that we have.
And how do you benefit from that?
Well, our points actually are our value because when they earn these points, they can redeem them for
back at the
hotel for room nights. They can redeem them for merchandise, and it makes them more loyal to our brands.
And when you're working with the with marketing, how are you integrating the overarching marketing objectives and the, you know, the ads are running with a mobile device?
Exactly. So we're actually divided into four regions around the world, and I work across all of those. They're sort of vertical business units in each one of those. And so there are marketing departments in there. They're responsible for driving, we call it heads and beds.
Uh-huh.
So they'll go out and do, you know, search, media, they'll do affiliates deals where they're driving traffic back into us. So we'll get their marketing plans. We'll track all this all the way down to a conversion and a stay, and we'll, you know, charge commissions back or, you know, enhance experiences for them so they can get through the conversion funnel.
Cool. And for you on the mobile side, you just talked a lot about the, you know, consumer facing pieces. Is there also a inside the four walls where you're trying to help your staff and your associates and your the folks who own the
Absolutely.
Hotels? Like, what's that look like for you? What sort of tools you guys building?
I work on the consumer side, but we have a full enterprise organization that starts, you know, with mobility all the way from, you know, device management and security to how do we enable people to get out from behind the front desk and actually be able to service guests while walking around the hotel. That's sort of a, you'll see that in a modern day trend. We have a new brand we just started called Even Hotels. And it's about health and wellness and staying balanced while you travel. So it's really got a really fresh experience when you walk in. But there's no front desk. They actually, you walk in and they're actually on a tablet checking you into the hotel.
Wow, that's
pretty
innovative.
Yeah. So you walk in, it's like,
where
do I go? It's like a bar, right? Where do I go? And you have a person just sort of roaming the lobby area.
Cool. And from an innovation standpoint, what else are you guys doing? Is there, you mentioned Bluetooth and beacons and like, what are the other cool things that we can expect in the next 5 to 10 years when we walk into an IHG property?
Certainly we want to, you know, that arrival experience is so key for us. So clearly we'll be working on, you know, mobile check-in solutions. You'll hear us start talking a little bit about how do we get them, you know, all the way acclimated and all the way to their room on mobile. And then what you start to hear us talk about is the idea of letting a guest manage their stay, right? So how do I, if I'm having an issue or a problem, how do I get that in, you know, using mobile? Because we've all been there, right? Sometimes you'll have an issue in your room and you don't really want to go stand in line or press zero on the phone. You may have to go out to dinner with a client or something. So how can we get that request in through and then have the desk and the staff start working the issue and alerting you back through your phone? So certainly in that, what we call service recovery. And then there's certainly the areas of where we're working to allow them to manage other parts of their stay, whether that's, you know, F&B, you know, start to drive one of those scenarios where it is happening within the walls of a particular property. How do we expose that information through services so the guests can start to make that transaction themselves or monitor it? Let me request the car and then have them go down and get it through what we call an above property global application.
Right.
Yeah.
How do you keep up with, you know, you said you do Agile or Scrum development.
Yes.
How do you actually pick which of those features? It seems like it with, you know, 4,000 property or 4,000, you know, sites and, you know, multiple properties under the different brands.
Right.
How do you pick and choose those?
Well, we certainly, like I mentioned earlier, we're, you know, regionally organized in our execution. So every year we do road mapping where we'll go out and talk to our internal stakeholders. We'll compare that against the external research. And then with some upcoming technologies and trends. And we'll start to create a backlog of stories for business. And then we'll score them, you know, and come up with a sort of a quotient of what are the most highest ranking stories of that, you know, would benefit the most. And then certainly we'll take internal funding to build one-offs for China. That's our fastest growing market. So We'll do specific things for particular markets.
Do you guys do prototypes, like proof of concepts, to get something out really quick in one hotel?
Yeah.
What's that process look like for you? You just get a SWAT team and go out and hammer some stuff together?
Exactly. You know, typically it'll be, let's take, Bluetooth low energy, type interactions, or do, something with NFC, RFID with the phones, things. We'll have a little sub team. We'll get together. And we work with our hotel operations organization, and they'll pick us usually a friendly property, friendly owner to work with. We'll go ahead and deploy it in there, and we'll monitor it, everything from the technology work, where the consumer's receptive to it, to, even marketing collateral. What did they respond? Did they understand what was being said to them and what the instructions were to how to use it?
Can you share a story maybe where you deployed something and you had these expectations, and it, once you got out in the real world, then it kind of changed how...
I'll say this. This will be a little bit awkward with NCR here across the table. But we certainly, one of the pilots we had done was around allowing a guest to come in and walk in. They would, make a booking, and then we'd send them a reservation confirmation. And it would have just a regular QR code in it, right? Mm-hmm. And what they could do is walk into the lobby of the hotel, walk up to a dispenser, just have the key scanned, right? Or have the phone scan with QR code on it, and it would actually encode the key for their room and spit it out to them, right? So that's very typical airline type model, right? Everyone's like, well, that's what I do at the airport. I walk up to the dispenser. And what we found was that if they saw someone waiting at the front desk and someone in a dispenser, they'd choose the front desk person the majority of the time. And we thought, well, why is that?
Right.
But you peel back, forget the technology. They're staying there for the night, right? They want someone to know they're here. They want that human interaction, right? They really,
which is like the opposite of the airport, right?
Right, right. Well, you don't stay at the airport. You actually don't. You want to get through the airport as fast as you can, right? Whereas a hotel, we're in the hospitality business.
Right. And you can't lose sight of that. And so even as technology evolves, you want to go more and more to technology, but you got to add that human element.
Exactly.
You
got to
keep that in mind.
Exactly. So that front desk person is really, we use the term innkeeper, and then that conjures up this memory of like what an innkeeper was. They brought you in, they fed you, they gave you a place to sleep and gave you security for the night. And that's really what we're about. So it was just one of those neat, interesting things that said, wow, they went to the person over the technology. Right. And here we are, technologists going, why would they do that?
This technology is so cool. Right. Why aren't they taking advantage of it?
So I think what you start to find is there's just, different solutions for different people. And you
got to build in those touch points, the human interactions.
Exactly. So, certainly dispensers will have their place. Certainly going straight to the door will have their place with the phone.
And the phone can open the door?
A phone can open a door. You're starting to see that trend here in hospitality quite a bit, especially as... Yeah, we were hoping that Apple would open up the NFC chip for RFID, but they didn't, only for payment, but we're hopeful. But eventually we can, start to go straight to the door locks with because a lot of our hotels have NFC, RFID door locks.
Cool. And then for you, competition-wise, how do you guys look at your competition and see the landscape out there and say, how do we stay ahead? How do we provide better service than them?
Yeah, I was literally back at the office earlier today talking about it's really innovation, especially around mobility and hospitality, is turning into an arms race. You see it. People are just constantly plowing back in. And it's that modern day traveler that's coming, right? So certainly we, in the near term, we look at ourselves, how we rank, amongst guests, in social media, app rankings and things like that. And, we have the highest rated app in the hospitality industry, so we feel very proud of that, right? But I think you can't sit on the laurels of those type of things. You've got to start to look at how do you deliver better service. So certainly we look across not just hospitality, but I look at retail and what they're trying to do in those spaces, because I think there's really innovation going on there, because retailers for years have been scared or nervous about e-tailing, and I think mobility gives them a renaissance back into brick and mortar stores because they can add to the experience, right? And that's where I think we need to think as a lot like a retailer and say, how can we augment the experience while they're staying?
Now, what's something innovative in retailing that you're kind of keeping your eye on?
I certainly think, the idea of sort of wayfinding, whether that's off a Wi-Fi network or whether it's off of, beacons or RF or, sort of RFID tags, and just helping our guests sort of get information as they go in a hyper local environment, not just sort of geofencing, but really down to a local, hey, I'm standing in the lobby, the bar's over there, and it's got a drink special, right? And then as I get closer to the bar, it gives me more information about the drink and just making it truly contextual and relevant.
Cool. And Atlanta, so you guys, you mentioned your big headquarters here. I know you guys have a lot of a big team. I know a bunch of folks up there.
Yeah.
What's the what's your experience with you know, being a mobile solutions-based entity of IHG in Atlanta, and pros and cons?
One of the biggest pros is this town is awesome as far as a really open, you know, network of sharing information. We were talking earlier before coming on the air, you know, I know folks from Coca-Cola, Tom Daly's been here, a few others have been, and we all get together and we share what we're doing. We're really, you know, knowledgeable. But I think it's not just the Fortune 500s. The incubator community here is really growing strong. You know, we're connected into ATDC a little bit, what David Cummings doing down at the Tech Village, and really trying to understand what's coming up out of there. And just, you know, so I think we got all the pockets. You know, we've got the innovation. We got the Fortune 500s. We need a little more venture capital in the town. We know that. But it's been a real benefit to lean into all those folks here and then go back and apply it into hospitality, right? So certainly we have a little bit of a friendship here with Delta because we're both in travel. And so it's just been a good, you know, really tight community here.
How do you as an enterprise leverage, you know, kind of these startups in this community? Are there partnerships? Are you, you know, keeping tabs on things that are interesting to you?
Yeah, like, you keep tabs. I mean, we've done, you know, through the Metro Atlanta Chamber and what they're trying to do with the Mobility Council, we've been involved, got to meet a few of the folks that came out of the ATDC. We're actually doing, you know, we should have an app in the App Store in about probably a week or so that's actually using one of the local companies here. To help you with travel. So we're finding these guys that have really interesting ideas and how can we bring it into the fold.
Cool. Awesome. Thanks for being on today.
Yeah.
John Lawrence is up next from NCR. You're the Senior Director of Business Solutions. Is that the group name?
Yeah, part of the hospitality division within NCR and focused on the solution management.
So a good little segue from the discussion with Bill. Can you tell us about what NCR is doing? Actually, can you quick step back? So also just talk at a high level. What is NCR? What are the offerings? Because a lot of people think of, I walk in, I see a register. I know you guys have a lot more under the covers than that. Can you talk about some of the different offerings you guys have?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting you bring that up because often when I'm traveling or introduce myself to people outside the industry, you know, I say I work for NCR, and the first thing they say is, "Oh, you're National Cash Register," right? The reality is, while we're 130 years old this year, we're a global tech company focused on helping our customers connect, interact, and transact with their customers. We do that and help our customers wherever they bank, wherever they eat, wherever they shop, and wherever they travel. So it's a business that has transformed over the years. Mobile technology is transforming it in a big way, and certainly we see that kind of in the hospitality side, and primarily the biggest area of influence we're focused on right now in that context is in restaurants. If you go back 130 years and look at when our company was founded, John Patterson was the founder of the company, and one of the things he did very early on when he was building those cash registers was he took ads out in newspapers, and the ads were based on this idea of focusing on consumers and getting them to ask for a receipt wherever they interact, wherever they transact. So in other words, John didn't sell a product, but he sold to a need. So one of the interesting things for us as we look at where we are 130 years later is mobile today is that need, right? It allows us and our customers really to focus on selling to that need that's driven by a lot of our customers' customers. So we got three big divisions with NCR, that being hospitality, financial services, and retail. And what's interesting is the mobile influence that we see is pretty common across all three, and we're able to leverage some technology and some good ideas across those divisions, at the same time allowing us to really get deep and close with our customers in the spaces that we serve.
Cool. And then for you within the hospitality, are there any specific tools or offerings that you guys have? I was reading about Pulse, I think, as one of the offerings you guys started talking about. Can you tell us about just what you have from a mobile standpoint within hospitality?
Yeah. If we looked at kind of all of the capabilities that we offer, and it's if you looked at the individual product set, it's you know, between 35 and 40 different products that we have in the portfolio. Certainly mobile has changed the dynamic a lot over the last several years, but we really kind of look at our products in one of three categories. We're going to help find ways to help our customers operate more efficiently. We're going to help our customers manage a more profitable business. And what's interesting about mobile technology in particular is this kind of opened up this new arena of consumer engagement. As I interact and talk with customers at trade shows and the market abroad, it's consumer engagement strategy is absolutely top of mind, and every bit of it is focused around mobile in some form.
Who drives those conversations? Is it you telling the retailer or your clients about what's coming, or are they saying, look, I need this stuff, so can you help me?
Yeah, it's really interesting. When you look at the level of interest overall across the set, across our customer base, it's a mix. Some companies come in and said, we have a mobile strategy. It's well-defined. We want to phase in maybe a loyalty program to start building, building a base. Others sit down and look at this and say, look, this mobile thing is pretty big. A lot of consumers are demanding it. Tell me what to do. So we really have kind of the gamut of conversations where some are looking to us for targeted help and targeted support, supporting their strategy, and others are looking at a tech company like NCR to help define their strategy.
Right, they're leaning on you to be the innovator, right?
That's right. And so it certainly helps from our perspective to have that broad kind of product portfolio and ability to support in different ways, because it's not necessarily a one-size-fits-all. But the level of interest and level of investment is significant now across the industry. People know, and companies know, they need to find ways to engage those consumers.
Right. It's not a nice to have. It's a must have.
That's right. That's right. And Bill, you mentioned the millennials and the focus on millennials and how they travel. We see it all the time in the same spaces as restaurants. In fact, studies are coming out, and it feels like they change quarterly. But I'll bet if you look at it over time, you'll start to see significant changes. Where I think it's the last one I saw was a third of millennials make decisions on where they eat based on the technology that's available. And that's that next kind of area of focus.
What are you guys doing to help solve that problem? So if I'm a restaurant and I say I have this problem, I can't get the 18 to 26-year-olds who like beer to come in and open a big bar tab. What does NCR offer to help close that gap for me?
So what we offer to our customers is really looking at targeted ways to solve that problem. So if the area of interest around consumers is building a loyal customer base. So in the restaurant space, a significant portion of your business comes from repeat customers. So the idea of building loyalty is very important. So some of it might be the idea of using mobile technology to create programs. Sometimes those programs are your typical loyal programs based on points. Those are interesting when you look at the data. We as consumers are interesting in the way that you might look at my 10th visit, I get a something free. We'll spend 30 to 40% more than what we need to get that free thing. So
we like to win.
We do. and so we will work with our customers to not only implement the technology, but think about how that technology fits the brand. There's a piece that's part of this bigger discussion. And that is, the brand used to be, you walk into a business, you see the logo and the colors, and that's the brand. What's changed in the space, though, is that brand is now in the hands of our customers. They're carrying it with them. It's in their pockets. So how you connect and interact outside the restaurants is pretty fascinating. And so finding ways to connect them to basically win their business to come back for another visit. Maybe it's a special event. Maybe it's kind of that surprise and delight type idea. But maybe that loyalty program is based more on earning points.
But you're in a good spot where you can share best practices. That they wouldn't be able to figure out on their own.
That's right. That's right. We come because of our size and the influence and certainly the history that we've had in this space. We're going on 25, 30 years dedicated in this space. Actually, most of our hospitality, or a good chunk of our hospitality division, came out of another Atlanta company, Radiant Systems, that NCR acquired back in 2011. So we certainly have that experience and that ability to bring to the table not only these trends, but a set of technology and really some business consulting. And that's a piece that's changing as well, as those conversations are evolving. Not so much of show me how to implement this, but really, how does this fit my business? Is it payment first? Is it loyalty?
So are you doing more and more of that?
Absolutely. We're spending more time, I think. Not only are we doing more of that kind of consulting, it's higher levels of our business, of our customer base that's interested. So there's, you know, C-suite level discussions that are really focused on finding ways to engage their consumers, connect with a demographic maybe that's not part of their core today, but is targeted to be part of their core.
Isn't that interesting how the company's evolved from selling, you know, an object that sits on a counter to now you're a partner in their business to help them drive more revenue in lots of ways that the founder couldn't even imagine.
Oh, that's it. And it really is going back to this idea of a need, but what is that need and how is that need, right, you know, evolving and changing? And, you know, the great part of the business that we're in is that we're all consumers. So all of us go to work every day thinking, you know, not only about life as an NCR employee, but also life as a consumer with all of the different ways.
Right. Everywhere you go, you're seeing something that applies to NCR.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, it's always fun when you're, you know, I'm with my kids and they see the logo on the point of sale or somewhere in the restaurant and they call it out. But it's fun. It's a fun time to be part of a great industry and a lot of great companies that we're working with.
For you guys, how do you deal with the shift in mobile technology? So, you know, 5 years ago, there was no Android device. So 7 years ago, there was no Apple. And now it's ubiquitous. Everybody has a small computer in their pockets. And, you know, for you, how do you guys deal with shifts every, you know, 12 to 24 months? What's NCR strategy for staying ahead of that, or how are you innovating in that realm?
So it's a good question. If you look at kind of how we got to where we are today, and you mentioned Pulse earlier, Pulse is actually a mobile management platform. So if you thought about the operate, manage, engage kind of pillars that I spoke of, think of Pulse as a management platform. And you know, it's interesting. You talk about 5 or 7 years ago, real time kind of meant things like, oh, I can log in, go to a desktop browser and log into a website, and I can see information as of the last 15 minutes.
Right.
That's wow. About as real as it gets. But fast forward, now we've got, you know, mobile phones that are used, you know, 55% of adults have them, 83 or 84%, depending on the data you look at, of millennials have them. We've appified our lives so that there's this demand and expectation that while I use my phone for consumer activities, I expect to have that in the workplace. And so what we did is looked at our technology and our platforms that are installed in these restaurants. And instead of saying we need a holistic replacement, what do we have today that we can expose? We talked about exposed services, a big part of the discussions that we're having, and then use apps or build apps that sit on Android devices, that sit on iOS devices. When I pull my phone out of my pocket and log in, I can see exactly what's going on in the restaurant or any restaurant at any point in time to the second that I actually, wow. It's pretty fascinating technology. So our focus has really been looking at what we've got as our core technology, how we can expose that technology through the cloud, and then create user experiences for each of the personas. Maybe that's, if it's a management, such as we were talking around Pulse, or maybe it's a staff member. So think of a server in a restaurant bringing mobile technology to the table. You know, and it's, we get the question all the time, well, you know, what's going to, is it Android? Is it iOS? You know, our perspective as a software provider is, you know what, we don't know.
And you shouldn't care, right?
Right. That's right. So our focus is building solutions to solve problems that provide as much flexibility as possible. And I think that's one of the things that mobile technology has enabled us to do, not only from a software perspective, but even looking at kind of mobile hardware activity and our hardware devices, rather. You know, in a restaurant, you see lots of things, the least of which is you trip over something, drop your phone. So you can imagine a server carrying around their iPhone and it drops on the floor and it breaks. So what do you do? There's other devices we focus time and energy, not just on the software side, but in built for purpose mobile devices, mm-hmm. Industry hardened devices, you know, that can sit inside a dishwater for 30 or 45 minutes, pick it up and you can still count, you know, keep going. So it's about leveraging the trend of this overall mobile trend, looking at what we've done and been able to do well, which is build software solutions that solve key problems. In the case of managers, in the case of operators, or now in the case of consumers. But it's not abandoning what we do. It's basically exposing more of what we have. So, you know, our footprint has typically been strong enough that in any way, shape, or form, somehow that point of sale, going back to that cash register many, many years ago, that's sort of become the central nervous system for everything that goes on in almost any business retail right. side. So whatever we can do to basically expose that to management, you know, we've seen demos or demonstrations where we can actually expose real-time information for a brand that we're, you know, already using our point of sale, and we can actually turn that on as sort of a reveal. And, you know, managers are just amazed at what they see going on. And so we've had a number of customer success stories in that area.
Can you talk about one of those, any of those in particular, public?
Yeah, there's a few.
It would be nice if it was IHG-centric.
It would be, yeah. I don't appreciate that.
That would kind of tie this all together.
I'll try my best. So one of those success stories, kind of thinking back to this idea of the Pulse platform, and one of the components that sits on the Pulse platform is an app we call RealTime, which is literally seeing not only sales information but all sorts of business metrics, up to the minute type information. So you look at a business, any restaurant business, especially some of the higher end table service or busier table service restaurants, looking at comp and comp meals is a business metric. It's a cost to the business. So often that cost needs to be managed in much the same way as you manage food costs and labor. But the key part is often identifying what may be causing a given trend or a negative trend perhaps in that area. And so one of the things that TEDS did was they used the real-time app amongst their leadership. And looked specifically, while it was providing a lot of information, they narrowed in and looking at kind of that comps and discounts area. And what they found is that there were some policies that weren't understood, some policies that weren't necessarily being followed, managers that might have been disconnected from some of the activities going on. It really allowed, that app helped see the problem, but very quickly drill into what was the root cause or root causes. And it was all stemmed from the fact that you've got exposure and visibility that you've never had before. And so their result was a significant improvement in their basically their overall management cost reduction around some of the.
So they could be that nimble because they were seeing the information in real time. It became evident that there was an issue and they were able to then get ahead of it.
That's right. Yeah, seeing the information is one thing. You know, the idea of dashboards and browsers, now dashboards on mobile devices. But it's not only can I get to the root cause, but how many taps does it take?
Right.
The quicker I can see where the trend is. So with real time, one of the other things you can do is, as a manager, you might be, or maybe you're an owner, right, far away from your restaurant. You actually can go in if you look at throughput on a given day. Maybe you see that average check values are down, or it just doesn't seem like you've got enough in the way a table turns. Two taps, you can actually see every table in the restaurant and the last time that point of sale was touched for that table.
Wow.
So it's full exposure to what people do, all the way from what they buy as consumers to what transactions or touches take place on the terminal itself.
It's pretty cool.
Now, Bill had mentioned that he gets inspiration from retail. Well, where do you guys go for inspiration to, you know, stay ahead and be innovative?
So retail is certainly a key part of that for us as well, not only as an industry trend, but also as NCR having a dedicated retail division. But, you know, I also mentioned financial services and banking is another key part of our business. But there's a lot of that cross innovation that we share amongst the product development team leaders. So we look at different trends in those industries, but we can't forget our customers, right? Our customers in many ways are our compass. And sometimes they know what they need and what they're asking for. In some cases, they're just bringing a problem to us. Mm-hmm. And we use that problem as an opportunity to offer an idea and a motivation to try to solve that problem. And you see that more and more in the area of consumer engagement. We talked a little bit about consumer engagement, but one of the other kind of trends that you see is payment, right? Being in financial services, being in retail, right? Payment and hospitality, payment's been around obviously for a long time. But there's trends that are developing in this space that give us an opportunity to help create unique experiences. So when we as consumers, what do we want to do? We want a unique guest experience, something to be memorable to bring us back. And technology is opening up some doors. So maybe it's the idea of I can pull out my phone, you know, with a quick scan, my loyalty points are rewarded, I make a payment. In other venues or other ideas is this kind of an idea of order ahead. Well, if you think of, for example, a quick service restaurant, you know, who wants to order ahead 2-3 hours, right, and then right. show up, right? So when you think about order ahead, there has to be some element of location awareness, right? Where am I? You think of the consumer adoption of social media like Facebook, people are always checking in. So what if the mobile app, the consumer mobile app, had the ability to place an order as far ahead in a given business day as you'd like? But when you arrive at the restaurant, you simply check in on the app, and now you're connecting the guest not just to the restaurant, you're connecting them to the kitchen and saying, I'm here, prepare my food. Another variation of that might involve, we talked a little bit about beacons, right? This idea, and I don't think we're too far away from seeing this, where I might place an order on a mobile device. I can walk into a restaurant potentially without even taking my phone out of my pocket. And when I walk in, I see my name show up on a big board, says my order's now cooking, and I see that my name moves across the board when it's ready. These are not sort of great ideas. These are things that are really close.
So that's possible now.
Yes, very much so. And you know, which technology is going to be the prevailing winner? Don't know. But the idea for us is about bringing options to the table and solving that problem of how can I get my guest connected closer? Some people have phrased it this way. They want to enable guests to interact, you know, whenever they want in a manner in which they choose. Sometimes that's going to be on mobile. Sometimes it might be in the restaurant. But that that trend, though, isn't limited, though, to even quick service. So you think of a table service restaurant. Many of us walk in, used to the idea of maybe leaving our name at the host stand if it's busy. Now we're getting text messages. Well, one of the challenges, I think, for all of us as consumers is how many apps am I going to download on my phone?
Right.
And you guys are award winners, so you know that the importance of earning that right. It's really important. But how can you get consumers to make it app worthy, right? I need to earn my rights. So crossing that bridge can sometimes be a bit of a challenge. And so what we did in the table service world are doing right now is looked at, well, how can text messaging play into this? So, yeah, I get a text message when my table's ready. But what if after a server takes your drink order, all of a sudden you got a second text message that simply has a URL in it? You tap on that URL. Now I'm interacting with my check in real time. I can see what I ordered. I can order another. I can alert my server. Probably the biggest benefit, though, as a consumer is I can decide when I'm done. So if I'm there with a family and the kids are done, I don't need to wave a server down.
Hey, now.
Or when another drink refill, that'd be
right.
good.
Yeah, exactly. If the kids are too loud, I might just click that, you know, plus one, please. But the idea is you're kind of giving the guest
power
and a remote control in their hand. To turn their smartphone into a remote control. That's something that that actually is live right now here in Atlanta, Hudson Grill, in their Midtown location. Just started using that fairly recently, but those are the kinds of things that are going on that are pretty transformative in the business, in our business.
Did you drive that or did they drive that?
Well, we have been driving it from an overall technology perspective. So like a lot of companies, you sort of incubate ideas and come up with different ideas. And mobile payment for us has been around for a while. We've had capabilities in that area for a couple of years. We're monitoring, though, things like consumer adoption, right? And what does it take to drive consumer adoption? Part of the barrier might be that app download or maybe an app download to scan a QR code. So what are ways that we can
make it more seamless, right?
And so we took a step back and said, wait a minute, if maybe mobile payment is one way to connect. But as NCR, we're already in the restaurant with a point of sale. We can also provide the guest management. So if you looked at, you know, the greet to seat process, the seat to eat and the eat to pay, we kind of have that covered. So we took a couple or three or four different products, brought them together, and created a guest experience that was unique. So it was our idea, but as you can imagine in the R&D space, you can come up with a lot of ideas, but ultimately, you know, the consumer is going to decide, you know, what prevails.
Right. And is it the outcome that's desired by the restaurant owner and
that's
the consumer?
Right. And the servers as well, so they play a part in this, right? You know, what does this do to my tip? Am I able to offer better service? If I am,
right? Because I may not mention it if it negatively impacts.
That's right. That's right.
For you guys, Bill talked a little bit about how IHG is working with a couple of local startups here. Is there anything you guys are doing? I know Home Depot has opened up all their APIs externally to let people build upon their systems and take advantage of it. How are you guys exposing that to folks? And are you partnered with any local Atlanta companies or startups?
So we, as I said earlier, right, that a lot of our focus has been on figuring out ways to take our core capabilities data and expose the services. We've had companies, many companies throughout the years, integrate into our point of sale systems, often, if you thought of it, kind of at the site level. Growth in mobile says a lot more companies, and startups included, want to find ways to connect with restaurants in particular. And what we did is said, you know, let's take this these services and let's expose them in the cloud. So let NCR, since we not only, we have multiple point of sale systems, you know, we're in over 100,000 locations worldwide just in the restaurant space. How can we basically control or manage that connection from the cloud to the site?
Right.
And make it easier for our partners and prospective partners to access you know, the APIs in the cloud. And the reality is what we've found to be so far kind of a good approach is to put those APIs in the cloud and then try to allow them to use the same APIs we do if we're building the application. So it creates a faster ramp, if you will, for companies coming on board. And we're always looking at new ideas and how those ideas, we know we don't have all the best ideas. We have a lot of good ones, but we don't all have all of them. And so, you know, how can we take some of these ideas that may be coming up in some of the newer startups, particularly around town? The other interesting thing I think we've done kind of in the Atlanta area is, you know, we've got many offices throughout kind of the Atlanta area, but one of them is just off the campus of Georgia Tech. So for all you Georgia fans mm-hmm. out there, we're not in Athens yet, but we do have an office dedicated. It's really become our mobile center of excellence there.
Oh, wow.
So we're bringing in talent from Georgia Tech and from the surrounding area. You know, I agree with Bill. The Atlanta market is a great place to draw on talent, and so it's been a great opportunity.
Kind of laboratory.
Yeah, right? It is, right. In many ways, it's a laboratory. It's it allows people from all parts of the city to come in. It's certainly close enough to the airport. When customers come in, we can bring them. Especially if they're customers that are kind of thinking about this idea of consumer engagement, we can bring them in, right. You know, to an area. And if you walk into the environment, it feels a lot like a startup, right? It's not the what you might think of as a typical, you know, kind of big company atmosphere.
Right.
So it's a great place for all of us to kind of get revitalized when we go down there and see what's going on.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned trade shows a little as a way to, I guess, just educate the consumers that use your product. Is that how you leverage that, or is that a way for you to just listen back to them?
So, yeah. So it's trade shows for us, really, I think, serve multiple purposes. And certainly as consumers and as applications, we don't sell directly to consumers, but again, we're focused on helping them connect, interact,
right.
and transact. So when we're at trade shows, we're looking and talking to people as consumers, sharing these ideas, and where we feel comfortable, maybe here's an incubated idea that we think has an opportunity. What do you think? How does that transform the life, your life as a consumer? And then because at a lot of these trade shows, we're bringing, you know, the restaurant industry in particular certainly has a lot of big brands, but it also is made up of a very, very large number of small business owners,
right?
And so many of these small business owners are looking and say, you know, I need this, I need technology, I need something. And so for us, it's about having a platform that can support, you know, some of the larger and scale, right, to some of the larger brands that we support.
And
as
you never
well
know
as,
if one of those mom and pops will turn into the next big.
That's right. That's right. And there are all sorts of new ideas. Just as in technology, you see those new ideas, you mm-hmm. know, on the hospitality side as well, whether that's a, you know, new fast casual concept or whatever the case might be. But we're always looking and talking to people as consumers, as restaurant owners. After all, those restaurant owners know their customers the best. And it's a fantastic way for us to engage a conversation, test an idea or two, and really kind of get the feedback that we're looking for.
Cool. Awesome.
Good stuff. Well, if somebody wants to learn more about NCR, where should they go?
NCR.com.
And how about the IHG website? Because everybody's traveling.
Yeah, same. www.ihg.com.
Good stuff. Well, thank you both for being part of the show today.
Really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Excellent.
And thank you, Brett. This is Lee Cantor for Brett Cooper and our friends at Blue Fletch who make this show possible. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Mobility Radio.